From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. This summer, some bad weather on the East Coast has caused the price of lettuce, spinach, and other leafy greens to soar. The Los Angeles Times reports iceberg lettuce is double the price from a year ago. The price may be high, but so is the nutritional value. The only problem is when we cook the greens, we tend to boil away most of those vitamins. NPR's food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey joins us now to talk about one solution, a southern tradition called pot liquor. Hi there, Allison.
Hi there, Jeremy.
So what exactly is pot liquor and how can it help salvage the vitamins from greens?
Well, in many a southern kitchen, it's a tradition to save the liquid that's left over after you cook up a big pot of greens and reuse it. So in essence, pot liquor is the salvaged broth from greens that contains a lot of the vitamins and nutrients that are typically cooked out.
I see it when I dump out a pot with broccoli in it. You see the green water come out.
That's right.
That's pretty much what it is.
That's
what does
right.
it taste like?
Well, you know, it kind of depends on what you do with it. I visited the kitchen of Pearl Dive, a very trendy kind of fun spot here in D.C. It's a New Orleans-style restaurant. And the chef there, James Huff, who's cooked his way through some of New Orleans' top kitchens, uses pot liquor in all sorts of ways. I caught up with him as he was simmering a big pot of greens. It was collard greens, mustard greens, and kale, and here's what he told me.
The process usually takes a couple hours, and what you're left with is this wonderful pot liquor, which has absorbed all the wonderful flavors of the kind of seasoning meats that we put in it. It has a lot of nutritional value as well.
Now, Huff told me that his first experience with pot liquor was really kind of a fluke. He was working in New Orleans, and
I've seen a couple guys kind of sneak the pot liquor away to their cooking stations and drink it. And so I was kind of intrigued and I asked him about it. And it seemed to be a staple of a lot of southern homes. People growing up, their grandmothers and grandfathers would never let anything go to waste, which is kind of the philosophy of southern cooking.
And maybe they were going after that pot liquor because it tasted good, or maybe it has these nutritional values he was talking about.
That's right. Well, yeah, there's a lot of science around this. There are several studies that show that greens lose a lot of their nutrition during cooking. And this is basically because a lot of the vitamins are water soluble. So a few years back, some researchers in Spain evaluated fresh spinach. They looked at the total flavonoid count, and those are the benefits. Beneficial plant compounds. They also looked at vitamin C levels, and they found that boiling extracted about 50% of the total flavonoids and about 60% of the vitamin C. It all ends up in the cooked water, so this is, you know, a real issue. And if you save the water you've cooked your greens in, you can really salvage some of the nutrients.
And should you just drink it, or what's the best way to consume it?
Well, sure. I mean, that's one option. You can sort of just drink it. You can put it in a broth, blend it in with some chicken stock, and it becomes sort of the base of a soup. But I should say I hung around long enough at the restaurant Pearl Dive to taste the dish that James Huff was making. He used the pot liquor from the collard greens and reduced it with this saute of garlic and shallots, and he poured it over a piece of rockfish. It was really delicious. Wow. What I do notice is that the bitterness of these greens really comes through in the pot liquor. Is that right?
The bitterness is actually quite nice in the completed dish. It kind of complements everything else well. You have the acidity from the tomatoes, a little bit of splash of sherry vinegar we put in there as well. So
it really adds this distinct flavor when you put it in a dish, and of course all those vitamins. And hey, if you would like a simple recipe to make a big old pot of greens, you can check it out on our food blog, The Salt. I'm writing about it today.
Which we will link to at hereandnow.org. Allison Aubrey, NPR's food and health correspondent, thank you so much.
All right, my pleasure.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.